One of the most important aspects of raising a great litter of puppies is finding and placing them in homes where they will thrive. By now, it's probably no surprise to you that our breeding goals are the starting point of our home selection process. Where we're trying to go with our breeding program determines the kind of homes that we're looking for. So if our goal is increased health and longevity in our dogs, we're going to pick homes similarly devoted to that end who will care for their dog with that in mind. If our goal are dogs that perform well in a job, then we want homes that will help us evaluate them in those tasks. If we want to give back to the breed through information, then we're going to consider homes that will help us with that. So our breeding goals are the foundation even of our owner selection process. But if our goals are the end point we're shooting for, the actual starting point is the dogs that we have right now. You may be a very experienced breeder who's close to achieving your goals with your present dogs, or you may be just starting out, so you have a long way to go. I can relate to you if you have a long way to go, because when I set my very first breeding goals 35 years ago, I wanted to produce top-quality dual-purpose Goldens, but I was starting with a puppy bitch that I bought from a newspaper ad out of an untitled dam. Believe it or not, she produced very well for us, producing champions and wonderful hunting dogs and even search and rescue dogs, but I knew that there was a long way between my dogs, or should I say my dog, and the goals that I had. I didn't mind because I figured I had a lifetime to tackle it, but still, an honest assessment is what's key. So we're going to begin thinking about owners by evaluating our present dogs and the breedings that we have upcoming. From that, we then need to consider the kinds of homes that are the right fit for our dogs, as well as the individual puppies we have or we expect to have available, so that we can make a great match for each puppy and home. And finally, for many breeders, the final step is in their home selection process is the community that they build around their breeding program. Today, technology makes it so easy for us to stay connected with the folks that have our dogs and to connect them to each other that it's an easy thing for breeders to do. You might have noticed that I'm using the word homes, not owner, in this discussion. And the reason is that the vast majority of puppies are entering a home with a family rather than living with a single owner. As breeders, we want to make sure that we understand all of the players and decision makers that will be interacting with the dog rather than just the one that has contacted you. So our home selection process is to find the right home at the right time for our puppies, owners, and ourselves. We have to count two, and we have to think about what works for us. So only you can define what right homes are for you. But some examples may be homes that provide great care for their dog. In some ways, you're the one that gets to define great care, but presumably that includes quality food, appropriate vet care, exercise, and training. At the same time, you may have to balance your criteria since you are selling or placing your dog, not keeping it yourself. I've worked with young breeders whose standards are so high that no one meets them, and they end up keeping entire litters themselves. Not only is that a quick way to end your breeding career, but you really have to ask yourself if they're giving those dogs the very best home possible when they have 10, say, from the same litter. You also want to choose people that enjoy the kind of dogs you produce, not just dogs in general. People for whom your dog's temperament, appearance, care demands, and energy fit with them, and people whose experience and skill level will enable them to not only handle but thrive with the dog that you send home with them. Many breeders want homes that are willing to have a long-term relationship with them. You may not, but if you do, look for people that not only are open to this, but want it themselves. And if you're looking to make progress on your breeding goals, then finding homes that will move your breeding program forward is key. So, for example, you might want homes that will provide you with health, temperament, and confirmation information on their dog. You may want them to take the CBARC questionnaire several times in the dog's lifetime or fill out annual surveys on the dog's health. Perhaps you want them to do health clearances and provide you the results, or you want them to test your goals for the breeding. So if you're breeding hunting dogs, you want to sell to homes that hunt. Or if you're breeding therapy dogs, you want homes that are interested in doing therapy work, and so on and so forth. Take some time to think about what you specifically want in your homes so you know the kind of people to look for. As important as the right homes is the right timing. Puppies do best when they transition to their new homes at the optimal time, typically between 8 and 12 weeks. This is the period when they are developmentally primed to bond closely with a new pack. Now, I know many of you have placed or gotten dogs outside of this time period, so yes, it can work. But the ideal time is between 2 and 3 months, certainly no earlier than 7 weeks, and hopefully no later than 14, so the new owners have time to work with their puppy before the end of its sensitive period. And finally, we always want to keep in mind that in many ways the homes we select are the path that takes us from our present dogs and breedings to our breeding goals. These homes will help us make progress in many ways by gathering information over the dog's lifetime, testing the temperaments, working ability, structure, and conformation we've produced, and possibly even working, exhibiting, or titling their dogs. So let's think about who we're looking for in our home selection process. How many homes are there? Well, we start with all of the homes out there considering getting a puppy. But then most of us want to reduce that to responsible homes. And within that subset, we're looking for those who do well with our breed, and specifically our dogs. But there's more to it than that, because we need those homes to be available at the right time. Even the best homes may not be able to take a puppy due to family crises, moves, and other commitments. So our home selection process has to enable us to find these folks, those that are ready for a puppy now and are the right people for our dogs. So let's consider the kinds of homes you're looking for. Remember, we're all about thriving. So what kind of homes will thrive with our dogs, and which will our dogs thrive within? Don't leave yourself out. Who will you enjoy interacting with now and into the future, possibly for a decade or more? And finally, who will do what you need, staying in touch, providing information to you, possibly showing and titling your dogs? This description will give you your ideal homes. Now, let's take a look at ways to get them. This is an example of a home selection process. Some breeders do only a few steps, some do more, but this is a pretty basic one. It starts with finding qualified homes, then going through an application process that might also include providing references, then making some personal connection of some sort so you can make a decision on the home and eventually a match with a puppy. Let's take a look at each step in detail. Although we're out looking for buyers, they really have to be able to find us. So where can we put ourselves and our dogs so people that are looking for a puppy can do so? Here are a few from most successful to least successful. Number one, if you're already breeding, people who have your dogs will likely provide the best referrals. They know what your dogs are like to live with, and they know the kind of person they do well with. Tell them when you're looking for homes. Tell them when you have puppies available or a litter upcoming. Next, referrals from others that know you and your dogs. That might be your mentor, family, friends, your vet or groomer, trainers, and even fellow competitors. Again, don't be shy. Tell these people when you have a breeding upcoming or puppies that are available. Then your own kennel website will help people find you, followed by club and registry websites. And you can also use other websites, but I'll just give you a warning, do so with caution. Many require fees for listings, and you're listed with so many other breeders, depending upon your breed, that rarely do puppy buyers actually find you. Finally, there are places we don't recommend that you advertise, like newspapers and the Walmart parking lot. So that's a joke. We are not recommending that you do Walmart parking lots. And there's a reason why the success of these methods vary. And that's because they differ in how they qualify homes before they get to you. Just as realtors need to qualify home buyers before spending days showing them houses, so do we need to qualify homes before we commit our time and energy to them. One of the very best places to qualify buyers is your own website. A website works 24/7. It works while you're working, it works while you're sleeping, it works when people are looking for puppies. It's your home on the web giving potential homes a place to read your own words, see your dogs, and get to know you. If you use it well, you not only attract homes, but you qualify them in the process. How do you do this? Well, first you do it by putting more than cute puppy photos up. Instead, you describe your ideal home. Who will thrive with your dogs and who will not? One of my most popular articles on my website is the top 10 reasons not to get a golden retriever. People love it, but it also tells the truth about my breed. Next, provide more information rather than less. Tell people about your dogs, not just the personality and looks, but their health information too. Lay out your breeding goals, expectations for litters, and your expectations for your buyers, the expectations they can have of you, and what your dog's expectations are for a life. Although you may feel desperate to find homes for your litter of 13, it's really not worth it to place a puppy in a home that isn't right for you. The short-term benefit of getting that pup out of the house doesn't make up for the long-term challenges you, the owners, and the dog will face. You can continue to qualify owners through an application process. During this process, you can gather information about the home, its fit with your dogs, the owner's goals, and the kind of dog you might match them with. Ask open-ended questions with no right or wrong answers to encourage honesty and introspection. Some of the questions we ask include, describe your ideal dog, tell us about its temperament, its look, does it like to cuddle, does it hate to cuddle, is it licky? What is it about the details of a dog that makes them enjoy or think that dog will fit with them? We ask if they consider themselves all positive trainers. Why or why not? Because we know that there's a specific kind of training that our dogs tend to thrive with. And finally, we always ask, are your dogs ever allowed to run off leash? And if so, under what circumstances? If not, why not? That's particularly critical to us because our dogs have to have off-leash exercise in order to be mentally and physically stable. If the owner is a person that is afraid to do that or doesn't believe they can train a dog to do that, then it's probably not the best home for our dogs. Use your application to assess your buyer's commitment to your puppies. Our application, frankly, is pretty long. We figure if you don't have the commitment to fill out the application, you likely won't have the commitment to raise and train one of our puppies. It's actually another reason that we don't do an online application where you can just fill in the questions online. That's almost too easy. Now, we're in a position where we're looking for a really specific kind of dedicated owner. There are not many people who want working golden retrievers in the world. And so we want them to have to send an email, receive a PDF copy of the application, print it out, fill it out, scan it, send it back. Those little hurdles for us give us an idea of how committed the home is to our kind of puppy. You can certainly make a different decision, but the decision should be based on the kind of puppy you have to place and the ideal home that you're looking for your dogs. And finally, you can also use the application to clarify expectations with questions like, do you understand that we will select the puppy for you if that's what you do, if you do the matching? Are you willing to do hip and elbow x-rays on your dog before 3 years of age and provide us with the results? Pick the expectations that you want to reiterate to your buyers and include them in your application so they've read them and they've affirmed their understanding of them. References dramatically improve our ability to gain a true understanding of buyers. If possible, give them some references for you and your dogs, and in turn ask for both personal and professional references. Friends that know them and their dogs, to a lesser degree family, since most family members are happy to give a positive reference, as well as professional and support folks like vets, groomers, and trainers work well. Email has made this so easy. It takes a little time to send out personalized form letters asking questions about a buyer's commitment, their goals and experience, the kind of dog that will do well in this home. We found that trainers and groomers specifically have very good insights into how to match dogs in homes. This also enables us to determine commitment. Will people find the three references who will speak to their comfort with dogs, their desires for dogs? If they don't, then you really have to ask yourself, how committed are they? Next, most breeders prefer to meet buyers before committing a puppy to them. You can do this in person or via phone or Skype now, which is fabulous, depending upon the location of the home. However, if you live in the U.S., remember that a buyer must meet the puppy before taking it home in order that you not fall under the USDA's retail pet store designation. We'll often interview distant prospective owners by phone, but require everyone to come pick their puppy up in person to avoid having APHIS apply to us. That's APHIS. When you do this personal meeting, decide which of your dogs the prospective buyer gets to meet. We always require them to meet our adult dogs. We want them to be sure that they like the look and behavior of them. We want to see how they interact with large, active dogs. However, be thoughtful about allowing buyers to visit with your puppies before you have committed to them. Once they see puppies, many people will tell you whatever they think you want to hear in order to get a puppy. In addition, they may start deciding which puppy they want before you've even figured out if they're going to take one home. And that always becomes an emotionally difficult situation. So a second visit, once you've decided, may well be in order. Use your time with the buyer to gather more detailed information about them, and be sure to clarify again expectations, what they can expect from you, and what both you and their dog will expect from them. And finally, I can't encourage you more strongly to go with your gut in deciding on new homes for your puppies. You'll never regret going with your gut if you do, but you may well regret not going with it if things end up bad in the long run. There are many different opinions among breeders about whether or not to accept deposits. Before you decide, you need to consider what deposits mean legally where you specifically live. So, for example, in New York, accepting a deposit is not a commitment to sell, so we can change our minds if we get more information about the buyer before placing the puppy. We don't ever plan to do that, but we want the option if necessary. So make sure you know by your specific location what the law says about accepting deposits. Legally, you also need to be clear about whether the deposit is refundable and under what circumstances. Breeders that know that ideal buyers are hard to find for their dogs because of their breed or type tend to accept deposits because they represent a mutual commitment between the breeder and the buyer. The buyer makes a financial commitment, and the breeder agrees to add them to their reservation list. And typically, through that, their community or family. We also use the deposit to confirm buyer's ability to pay. We do cash the check. I know many breeders do not, but we cash it to ensure it doesn't bounce. We'd rather know that now than after sending a puppy to its new home. However, there are many options regarding deposits. You can choose to hold the check until you're sure you have a puppy, or you can accept deposits once puppies are born. The sky is the limit on this, but don't dismiss it out of hand and think about how it contributes to your owner selection process and thus your breeding goals. The final step in many breeders' home selection process is bringing new owners into their breeding or kennel community. These communities, or even families, build an emotional commitment between homes and your kennel, and they link owners to each other. Technology has made this process easier than ever. Your options include private Facebook groups, for working or professional dogs, LinkedIn groups. You can go for Yahoo email groups, or even just a simple email list. Sharing successes, problems, and photos, providing information, telling stories, can all make your kennel community a valuable and supportive home for your owners, and thus further your breeding goals. So it's time to design or tweak your home selection process. As you do so, keep in mind that the homes that you select are the bridge between your dogs today and what you envision in the future. So that's a little bit about the home selection process and how you can think it through to make sure you get great homes for your puppies.